Welcome to the Human Design Podcast with your host, me, Emma Dudwoody. In this podcast, I'll be talking about mindset, human behavior, human design, and basically everything that you will need to transform your life into the life of your design. Hey, hey, and welcome to podcast number 12. I'm really excited about today's episode. In fact, I think I'm really excited about any day's episode, if I'm honest. I have definitely fallen in love with this whole podcasting thing. Now, today I'm going to talk to you about something that's really a powerful shift. And actually, one of the first ever videos I did on Facebook, I did on this subject. And what I'm going to talk about today is overthinking. Or as my original Facebook video was all about, choking the guinea pig. So in 2015, I did this video all about this great metaphor, right? And it came about because at the time, I think I was watching The Voice. That's what it was, because it was Joel Madden. And he was watching this contestant singing, and he said, "You know, the thing about when you sing, it's like, I can see how hard you're trying." And this person couldn't get it. They're like, "Yeah, I am trying really hard. So I'm really, really good at this. Like, I'm trying my hardest. So therefore, it should be the best, right?" And he said, "Okay, so how I want you to see this is, you know how when little kids cuddle or play with a guinea pig, and they hold it really tight, and they love it so much that they squeeze that little guinea pig till it, like, they almost kill the poor thing? Well, that's exactly what this contestant was doing. This contestant was trying so hard that he was squeezing the life out of his own talent. And that is what overthinking does to us. It's all about, the more we think about something, the more we squeeze the life out of it, and we lose our possibilities, and we shut down our quantum possibilities as well to be able to see something different for the future, or to create a shift that we need, or look for that answer that we want. It never comes when we're overthinking. So what happens a lot with overthinking is, and the reason why we do it as human beings, is that when we're little, when we're babies, we actually experience our life through our kinesthetic modality, which means our feeling. And as babies or toddlers or, you know, very young children, we'll experience something that we feel hurts, you know, that not necessarily a physical hurt, an emotional hurt. So what we do is we shut down that modality of kinesthetic. And we pick up this human-made modality, which is called audio-digital, which means that everything that comes in through our body, instead of experiencing it in our body, we first process it through our mind. So what we actually end up doing is we lose the power of the initial stimuli, because we're actually meant to be feeling it in our body and making our decisions in our body. But as a child, we switched it off. And then in school and society and families, we're told not to feel, not to show our emotions. So it just confirms that this whole processing through the mind and the audio digital is the best way to go about it. So then what happens is we build this muscle of the ego and analysis paralysis, where we get into getting so stuck on a subject and so desperate to solve a problem or find an answer, that what we actually do is we just deepen our neural pathways to go round and round and round and not create something different. So what we really need to understand is that whenever we're in this place of overthinking something, we need to choose something different than thinking about that thing. Even though our ego is going to be like, "No, but we have to sort this out. We can't do anything until it's sorted out." That's total rubbish, okay? Because all we're doing is running the same neural pathways, which means we're staying safe. Because our ego knows that if we continue to go around and around on this same loop, nothing changes, therefore we don't die, because remember, ego thinks change equals death. So today, what I want you to do is I want you to start thinking about how your analysis paralysis has really stopped you in the past, how it has actually stopped you from reaching new places. The other thing is that it will constantly bring you back to a place where you're not going through your fear, because it's another thing that the ego is going to do is going to say, well, we have to sort this problem out. No, actually, you know how to sort this problem out. It's actually about going towards your fear. So if we sit and think and think and think about something, we're never going to solve it. So what do we do instead? All right, cool. Well, first of all, we have to feel it in our body. So from a human design point of view, I'm talking about authority. So for those of you who know your authority, there are a few types of authority. Myself, I am an emotional authority, which means that I need to take time to make big decisions. I have to ride out the wave of emotion that goes with things. Now, this has been incredibly powerful for me, because the other part of my energy, for those of you who do know a bit about human design, I'm a split definition, which means there's two parts of me. Like, I actually feel like there's two very different parts of me. One of them is this huge expansive power that moves really fast, gets shit done, is incredibly powerful. It's like a feeling that I can, excuse my dog having his morning water. And then this other part of me is slower, and it almost has a wisdom to it, except it's also attached to my solar plexus definition, which gives me this emotional wave. What does that mean? It means that if I don't listen to my authority, which says I have to ride out the wave of an emotion of anything to get some emotional clarity and calm and then make my decision, it means that I become highly reactionary and I stay in this other energy of my sacral that wants to make instant decisions. But it makes instant decisions in that moment. So a huge life decision that I, in that moment, just want to feel better, and my sacral says, well, stuff that, I'm out, whatever. That might be fine for me in that moment. However, I haven't actually lent into my emotional authority, which means you actually have to wait for the whole wave. So the reaction, the screw you, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening. Then the, oh, let's just have a look at it. What, how did I get here? Oh, let's have a look at it from the other people's point of view. What do I really think now? Oh, now I'm going to sleep on it. Then I wake up the next day and go, oh, hang on a second. Maybe this is the way to go. And that's literally how my emotional authority works. So knowing that I have this huge energy that's really reactionary and really like, someone actually described it the other days, it's almost a bit frightening. Like if I run with that baton, I will just run hard. So this, if you know your authorities, so the authorities are the emotional, which is the solar plexus, the sacral, which is another in the moment, yes or no. The splenic, again, is in the moment, but it's intuitive. So it's information dense. Like I often talk to my clients about, it's a story. Whether you think it, feel it, know it, see it. It's information dense, knowing in the moment. And then we have the heart center manifestor authority, the heart center projected authority, the self-projected environment, which is really about how do I feel in this place, and lunar authority. However, from a human design point of view, knowing your authority is really, really important. The best way to find out is to go to mybodygraph.com and put your details in there, and it will tell you what your authority is. Now, I want to bring these two things together. So the way that we have done it in the past is that we think about things and we force things and we constantly run this audio digital strategy. So let's process it through our mind. Let's create the thinking before we make a decision. Now, in human design, we talk about this new paradigm. Okay, so I'm going to talk a little bit about this. What does that mean? The new paradigm is talking about the way the world is shifting. So we've been in a predominantly masculine world, which means that it's focus-based, results-based, it's linear, it's about force, it's about getting shit done, it's the hustle. So this was where we've needed to be in the past. However, in human design, they talk about this new paradigm that comes in 2027. And you guys have already heard me speaking about quantum physics and how incredibly powerful it is and how it's the most repeatable science on the planet. And what quantum physics says is that we have the capacity to be able to manifest things instantaneously. However, our belief systems, reality right now doesn't demonstrate that. But we're on this journey to get closer to shifting the time, space, and matter gaps to being a lot closer together, which means we've got to move from this old way, force, focus, push, hustle, and we're moving towards this more allowing, feeling, on the journey, more feminine way of being, which means we have to start building this muscle of what is my body trying to tell me? What is what are the feelings I am feeling? Because we need to move, and we are moving towards more flow. So from how to allow, which is another one of my absolute favorite sayings. So how do we do this? How do we start shifting and leaning into our authority? Though one of the really great tools that I love, all my clients get on it and I love it myself, is our journal. Because when we want to process things through the mind and think a lot about it, it gets trapped in there. So once we start using our journal and getting those things into our journal, what can often happen is we get all this stuff out of our head onto the paper. And what I say myself and encourage clients is to just put it there for your journal to hold on to, and then you can come back later and do something about it. Now, 9 out of 10 times, you'll never come back and do something about it, because you just it's not that important. Or whatever you were analyzing or overthinking has resolved itself. So number one, start using your journal to get that stuff out of your head and into there, where it can look after it for you for a while, which is incredibly powerful for the unconscious mind, because the unconscious mind then thinks, cool, I can just pop that on hold for a bit and focus on something else. And when we start to be able to focus on something else, this is when we start to shift what we want to create, okay? Because we shift out of the ego muscle. So the overthinking is ego and dependency, okay? It's about having to know. It's about certainty. It's about control. And when we move from needing external certainty, control, and all of those things to internal certainty, which is, I've got this, no matter what comes, I can handle it. Even though I feel uncomfortable, I'm going to sit in the room. I remember when I had panic attacks years and years ago, and one of the habits that still to this day, I feel like panic attacks gave me this great skill of being able to sit still in total flight mode. Okay, so I would be in a panic attack. And I remember this happened once when I was, happened a few times with my kinesiologist, and she's working on me, and it took everything in me just to stay on that table. Like I literally just wanted to get up and run for the hills. But I learned all those years ago the power of sitting in that uncertainty and discomfort, because as Dr. David Hawkins talks about, I'm rereading an incredible book at the moment called Letting Go by Dr. David Hawkins. And he's just, it's one of my favorite books, and he's mind-blowing. And he talks about the power of surrender. So being able to learn this habit of internal certainty, trusting your body, instead of having to have the mind answer all the questions and be activated by the external world. So how do we really 10x this process? So when we're overthinking something, we first want to get our journal out and get all of that into our journal. Then we want to start asking ourselves better questions. And number one, and you should know this by listening to the podcast, is what do we want to create? What is our outcome? How do we want this situation to be? And we get that down in our journal. Now, you will often find that your answer to this, because so many of my clients' answer to this and mine for many years is, I don't know. So then we want to start asking ourselves even better questions, like what feels good to me? Any one of my clients that have sacral definitions, so they're generators or manifesting generators, this is one of the absolute game changers for them. Getting them into the feeling space of what it feels like when they're being guided by their sacral. And it's this lit up feeling. Like they're all, and I've had clients that go, I don't know what I want anymore. I don't know what feels good. I don't know. It's empty. And as soon as we can connect them to that feeling again, it's like they can switch their sacral back on and then be guided by that. So ask yourself questions like, what feels good to me? Where do I feel happy? What are the things that excite me? And this isn't just for generators and manifesting generators. You know, like if you're a projector, the big part of your being on this planet is about being excited and curious and almost obsessive about learning something that you want to share with the world. So just find those things that really light up your body and follow those. Now, once you've got that down, and just start with what you know. I remember learning this years ago from Abraham Hicks, you know, because I was always like, but I need a really clear picture. I need to have all the details. Oh my God. And it used to freak me out. Until one day I heard one of the things, I don't know. And she said, Esther said, just start with what you know. So if you know that, you know, for me, when I started surfing, this was something like, I know that I enjoy learning and I enjoy being active and I've always wanted to surf. So it was just taking the bits, the small pieces that I knew for sure, and then starting to grow them out. Now, learning to surf has actually helped me reconnect to my sacral as well as my emotional definition to really help me understand, wow, like I'm meant to be in this world to be having fun, and heaviness really shuts down my power. This is why you want to really be getting a feel of the things that light you up and make you feel good or make you feel curious or make you feel inspired. And those things are the things you want to get curious about. Now, another question that is just brilliant, and this is something that comes from more of an NLP type background, because remember that the unconscious mind doesn't actually see our reality through our eyes. It sees what we picture in our mind as truth. So we can ask it really cool questions, and this is one of the best, okay? So if you had a magic wand, how would life be, feel, look like, sound like, experience 1 year from now? And again, don't get overwhelmed by the details. Start with how you would really like it to feel. And that magic wand can clear fears, it can clear old patterns, it can do anything. So your unconscious mind will let go of all of that thinking and start to get you into possibility thinking. And this is our job, you know, again, going back to the human design, the new paradigm, is to get us into possibility thinking, because quantum physics is there. It's proving to us that in every moment we are creating our reality with our focus and our feelings. So we have to begin to build the muscle of focusing and master the muscle of focusing on what we want to feel like and who we are becoming and what we are creating and feeling that now. Because this is how you will absolutely create a quantum shift in your life. Okay, now I'm just going to end up with two really simple questions to add to the others. What are you going to stop focusing on? This is super powerful, being conscious and journaling on this. What are you going to stop focusing on? And then, what am I going to focus on instead? They're the two questions that will really change your life, okay? So get into your journal, get that stuff out of your head, stop choking that guinea pig, and get clear on what you're going to focus on. Let go of the past, be in the present, and feel into the future. And you will create a life of your design. Thanks, guys. I will see you on the next podcast. No, I won't. I'll hear you. Bye for now. Thanks everyone for being here all the way to the end of the podcast. I hope you got lots of value out of it. I certainly had a lot of fun doing it. Could I please ask that you share this podcast with friends if you found it valuable? And also, bonus points, could you leave a review for me as well on Apple? It would be greatly appreciated. If at any point you would like to be on the podcast or you've got questions that you'd like me to discuss on the podcast, by all means, get on my socials and DM me. Everything you need is there in the show notes. Have an awesome day. Bye for now.